Today is Juneteenth. It's the day slavery was finally abolished in all of the United States in 1865. On Capitol Hill, Congress is debating proposals for reparations for the descendants of enslaved people. Congresswoman Brenda Lawrence from Michigan's 14th Congressional District is co-sponsor of a proposal to evaluate just what a system of reparations might look like. Congresswoman Lawrence is here with us now. Representative, tell us why you're interested in reparations.
Reparations is a holistic inquiry to address what has been really a wound in the soul of America. And that's why I support this, because you cannot walk away without being an American and not acknowledging that American slavery is one of our original sins. And that's why I support a path to a way to restore justice and to reflect on, to start the conversation, because that's what H.R. 40 is. It's a natural and national conversation about how to confront the brutal mistreatment of African Americans during slavery, Jim Crow, and during the Civil Rights Movement, and the enduring structural racism that remains an epidemic in our society today.
Every Juneteenth, Congressman John Conyers would introduce a reparations proposal. How important is it to carry on his legacy of tackling this issue?
You know, he just recently celebrated his 90th birthday, and I went by his home for the celebration, and I said, how amazing is it, Congressman, after all these years, that finally we are beginning to have some real discussion about reparations. He said, it took so long, but I am so excited that finally this is being taken up and that there is some movement to actually start the process of reparations.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell said this week that he has no interest in dealing with reparations. In fact, I'm going to quote him here. He said, none of us currently living are responsible for what he called America's original sin. What do you say to that?
Mitch McConnell has a lot of growth when it comes to taking off blinders. It's unfortunate when you're a leader in the United States of America, a country so rich in diversity, a country that has multitude of voices and a democracy, that you choose to keep blinders on. He has to take those off and realize while his world of white privilege is not the reality of, and a white privileged male is not the reality of the majority of the people in America, and that we must have this conversation. He is not, as my grandmother said, he's not a learned man. If he cannot see that in America, disproportionately, our prisons are filled with African Americans, that alone tells you that there is something wrong. When you talk about health issues, African Americans are at the bottom or at the highest when it comes to impact on health. When you talk about educational outcomes, we're continuously having the debate and the struggle of how we bring the academic achievement in African-American communities. When you talk about poverty, when you talk about home ownership, just look at the numbers. Percentage of our population to this country, we're disproportionately at the most lowest levels of achievement.
How would reparations begin to tackle this long, painful list of problems that you've just very well run through?
We have never in this country, with one of the most horrific sins of our country, we have never sat down and acknowledged it and said it was wrong as a country, first of all. Secondly, when it comes to economic wealth, when it comes to all those things I talked about, let's sit down. That's what H.R. 40 is saying. It's not saying give anyone 40 acres and a mule. It's saying let's sit down collectively as we did with Native Americans. This is not foreign to the United States. They know that their actions to Native Americans were wrong, they were criminal, and they came together and said, how can we, as a country, respond and do the right thing to empower that race? We did it when we had the concentration camps for Asian Americans here. So this is not a foreign conversation. Why is it so hard for us as a country to sit down? And that's what H.R. 40 calls for. It calls for a commission to study, a commission to bring people together that's recognized by the government so that we can start having these conversations. And for McConnell to say, I don't see anything to talk about, is really, really disappointing.
What will it actually take to see reparations come to fruition in any form?
First, you have to start with the dialogue. You have to sit down and talk about it. So this is the thing. If you're not an African-American, you don't realize that there were deed restrictions placed on homes and on property. This property cannot be sold to, in most cases, it was to a Black or to a Jew. I mean, it said it. How many families established their economic wealth by buying property, by having a home? How many companies refuse to employ Black people? And even today, when you look at the C-suites and you look at all this corporate advancement, you see very few Black people at the CEO or at the C-suite level. And then the educational piece, please tell me, when you've denied education to African Americans, and then after that you segregated it and didn't fund and give equal level of opportunities, and so the historically Black colleges were established because we were denied it and you wouldn't educate us we were African American.
You know, there are people listening to us who say, you know, slavery ended more than 150 years ago. It's too far gone to deal with reparations.
I will say that it's time to have that conversation. And when you say it's too late to say anything about it, we're still living with a disproportionate amount of African Americans in prison. We're still dealing with communities that are underfunded and that are having all kind of challenges. It could start with acknowledging it. Now, I'm only third generation away from an emancipated slave. Third generation. My great-great-grandfather was emancipated, and his slave owner's son taught him how to read. And when he was emancipated, he was considered a teacher, given the job of being a teacher, because he was one of the few Blacks who could read.
Yeah. Congresswoman Brenda Lawrence, Democrat from Michigan's 14th District, thanks for spending time with us.
Thank you.